horrid summer weather forced the last papal audience before summer break indoors, with over 9,000 people from across the world packing the Paul VI audience hall, but very thankful for the solar-powered air conditioning. The Holy Father was full of smiles as he emerged onto the stage, waving to many pilgrim groups, some of whom wore brightly coloured T-shirts, of course gold and white. Then, as he introduced this week's catechesis, a cheer arose from English-speaking pilgrims, as this week the Pope focused his attention on a wandering Scotsman, a brilliant thinker, a Franciscan priest, Blessed John Duns Scotus.
Duns Scotus is best known today for his contribution to the development of Christian thought in three areas. First, he held that the incarnation was not directly the result of Adam's sin, but a part of God's original plan of creation, in which every creature in and through Christ is called to be perfected in grace and to glorify God forever.
Pope Benedict continued that in this great Christocentric vision, the incarnate Word appears as the centre of history and the cosmos. Secondly, he pointed out, Scotus argued that Our Lady's preservation from original sin was a privilege granted in view of her Son's redemptive passion and death. This theory, he added, was to prove decisive for the eventual definition of the dogma of the Immaculate Conception.
And finally, Duns Scotus paid great attention to the issue of human freedom. Also, by situating it principally in the will, he showed the seeds of a trend in later theology that risked detaching freedom from its necessary relation to truth.
In comments in Italian, the Holy Father went on to say that freedom has always been the dream of man, but modern history, as well as our everyday life, teaches us that freedom is real and helps to build a truly human civilization only when it is reconciled to the truth. He said, if it is detached from truth, then freedom tragically becomes the start of the destruction of our inner harmony. It becomes a source for the prevarication of the most powerful and violent, and a cause of suffering and mourning.
May the teaching and example of Blessed John Duns Scotus help us to understand that we attain happiness, freedom, and perfection by opening ourselves to God's gracious self-revelation in Christ Jesus.
Then, taking his leave of the thousands who gathered before him this Wednesday, almost as if already on holiday, Pope Benedict waved warmly with a relaxed smile at the newlywed couples, the elderly and the sick, before imparting his apostolic blessing on those present.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum,
Nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
The next general audience is scheduled for August 4th. I'm Emer McCarthy.